Before we get started, I want to do a small call to worship, greeting from our Lord and Savior, and then we'll go ahead and get started.
在我们开始之前，我要做一个简单的敬拜呼召啊，然后我们就可以开始。
When we are preaching, it is very declarative.
当我们在做在讲道的时候，这是一个非常宣告性的。
When I am behind the pulpit, I say, "Thus saith the Lord."
在讲台后面，我所说的是上帝所告诉我们的话。
When we are teaching, it's different because it's interactive.
当我们在教导的时候，这是不一样的，因为这有更多的互动。
So if you have any questions as we're going on, after I do these greetings, just popcorn, raise your hand.
所以如果你们有任何的问题的话，在我们做了上帝的问候之后，你可以在教导的过程当中随时举手。
Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父上帝。
According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死人中复活。
To a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
重生了我们，使我们有活的盼望。
To an inheritance that is imperishable.
好得到不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Undefiled and unfading.
不朽坏、不衰残。
Kept in heaven for you.
为我们留在天上的基业。
Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
就是为你们这些借着信蒙上帝大能保守的人，能获得他所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Dearly loved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主耶稣基督所爱的会众。
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我们的帮助在于那创造天地之耶和华的名。
And he greets us this technically afternoon.
今天他借着这个今天下午啊，他借着这个来问候我们。
With these words from Psalm 95.
从诗篇九十五篇的字句当中问候我们。
Just go ahead and do the whole thing.
来吧，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。我们要以感谢来到他面前，用诗歌向他欢呼。因耶和华是伟大的上帝，是超越万神的大君王。地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属于他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他所造成的。来啊，我们要俯伏敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪拜。
All right. How many people grew up in a Reformed church?
在这里有多少人是在改革中的教会当中成长的
？I can't even put my own hand up at this one.
我都不能自己举手。
For many of us, when we come to a Reformed church and they start speaking of creeds, catechisms, and confessions,
当我来到改革中教会的时候，当人们在说信经、信条还有要理问答的时候。
It just seems like extra work.
这听起来就像是额外的作业要做。
So we're going to start with why we need them.
所以我们今天要开始讲授为什么我们需要这些信经、信条和要理问答。
We're going to go through the first two of the catechism questions.
我们将会解释海德堡要理问答的头两个问题。
See where we're getting these ideas from Scripture.
看一看我们是如何从圣经当中得到这两个问题和他的回答的。
And then I want to open it up for questions for you guys at the end.
在最后，我也很欢迎大家能够提一些问题。
That being said, if I don't do well at this part,
如果我要是做得不好的话，
one of the guys from the other side of the building.Is going to come get me.
这从英文堂或者从这个建筑物另外一侧的人就会过来指责我。
Last time I was here,
上一次我在这里
I was going through what's called a colloquial doctrine.
我是讨论 colloquial doctrine. 教牧考试啊。
It is an exam to basically see you were in ministry in one faith. Can you be in ministry in the Reformed faith?
是一个关于如果我在一个宗派一个宗派的信仰当中的时候那我是不是可以在改革宗信仰的这样的、传统当中来进行教牧
Okay. Why do we need creeds and catechisms and confessions?
我们为什么需要信经
The world is in chaos and brokenness.
这个世界充满了混乱与破碎
Look at Facebook and you'll see how the country is divided.
你们看一看 Facebook 就知道这个国家是多么的分裂和破碎。
Divorce rates are high.
离婚率居高不下。
Church is not taken seriously, even by conservative denominations.
教会不再被严肃看待，甚至在一些最保守的宗派当中也是如此。
Young adults are putting parenting on hold and not having children.
许多年轻的成年人也推迟建立家庭，推迟生养儿女。
Until previous generations would have had two or three kids by then.
在我们的上一代、过去的几代人在同样的年龄里面通常已经有两三个小孩了。
Every day it seems like a different part of the globe is about to go into war.
世界上似乎总有某个地区徘徊在战争的边缘。
Gas now costs per gallon what used to be half a tank.
如今每加仑汽油的价格几乎相当于过去加满半箱油的价格。
Yet I can boldly proclaim, not of my own authority, but as a mouthpiece of the living God, that we can have comfort.
然而我还是可以大胆地宣告，这并非出于我自己的权柄，而是作为永生上帝的话语的传讲者，我们能够得到安慰。
It is in this world where everyone makes his own rules.
在这样一个人都为自己制定规则。
That creeds and confessions become more important.
正是在这样一个时代里面，信经和信条显得越发的重要。
When every church claims the name of Jesus, what do they mean when they say they follow Jesus?
当每一间教会都宣称自己在跟随耶稣的时候，他们所说的跟随耶稣究竟是什么意思？
What I hope you guys get out of this time is that the creeds and catechisms put our focus on God.And not on ourselves.
我们的信经信条和要理问答帮助我们确保我们的焦点始终在上帝的身上，而不是放在我们自己的身上。
When people ask what makes us different from other denominations,
当人们询问我们和其他的宗派有什么不一样的时候
，we can appeal to our creeds and confessions, which are a great summary of what Scripture teaches.
当人们在询问我们和其他宗派有什么不同的时候，我们可以述诸我们的信经和信条，因为他们是对整本圣经极其优秀和忠实的总结。
I'm going to go off script for a minute. We're going to start with what does Scripture teach?
我们将从、圣经的教导开始。
If you are ever wondering how to share the gospel, I'm going to just show you my method.
如果你想，你一直在、不确定到底应该怎么向人去分享，分享福音，那么我就要、秀一下我的方法。
What we're going to do on a whiteboard?
我们在这个白板上面所做的。
With friends, I used to do on a napkin with perfect strangers.
我将 会一个、用这样的方法向一个完全的陌生人介绍。
When you have decided to share the gospel with someone,
当你确定、你决定向某一个人、分享福音的时候
the first thing you should do is pray.
第一件事情是你
All right. So, after you have prayed,
在你祷告之后
and God has given you this sense of boldness to share the gospel,
上帝将会给你这样的、能力和、决心去向、分享福音
Draw a circle on the napkin.
在、在白板上面画一个圆。
And ask the person what type of world we live in.
问这个人，我们生活在哪样一种世界当中呢？
Normally they will say something like broken, evil, crazy, or chaotic.
通常他们会说我们是生活在一个破碎的、邪恶的、疯狂的、混乱的世界当中。
Is that how the world was created?
这就是世界被创造的吗？
No, is the answer.God created the world how?
所以现在的问题是，上帝究竟是怎么样创造这个世界的？
Our own catechism will say, "Did God create man so wicked and perverse?"
我们的信经和信条会说，上帝创造人类是这样的虚弱和邪恶吗？
And the answer is no.You were created for true righteousness and holiness.
信经和信条说不是的，上帝创造人是完全的公义和完全的圣洁。
Are we living holy lives?
我们是不是有一个圣洁的生活呢？
We are not living as God created. Something happened.
我们并不是生活在一个上帝原本创造的世界当中，所以有一些事情发生了。
Our confessions, creeds, and catechisms help us say how the world was made, how it is now, and how that happened. Okay?
我们的信经、信条和我们认信的文件告诉我们。
Did God leave us this way?
Yeah. 我们的世界原本是怎么样的，现在是怎么样的，还有中间是怎么发生的。
God provided a way for us, namely in the cross.
上帝为我们提供了一条路，是十字架的道路。
The Heidelberg Catechism spends a fair amount on the Apostles' Creed.
海德堡要理问答讲了很多关于使徒信经的话。
And the question one that we're going to go over today tells us the benefits of faith in Christ.
第一问今天我们要讲的第一问告诉我们我们对耶稣基督的信心能够给我们带来什么样的好处。
When I was taking my exams,
当我在经历我的考试的时候，
I was told memorize all 129 questions.
有些人告诉我，我应该记住所有的129问。
I told them, "You're insane."
我跟他们说，你这是疯了吧？
So then I was told, memorize four.
然后有人告诉我把这四个问题给记住就可以了。
These two are a good starting point.
第一问第二位是很好开始的点。
This one says, what is faith? So when I tell you have faith in Christ, what do I mean?
第二十一问告诉我们什么是信心。
And this is going to tell us how we're going to live in light of that.
第六十问告诉我们我们要怎样活在真信心当中。
God has sent us His Son. What do we have to do in order to get the benefits of Christ?
上帝已经给我们他的独一的爱子，所以我们应该怎么做才能在这样的好处当中生活呢？
Repent and believe.
我们应该悔改和相信。
The creeds and the catechism stop us from adding to that list.
信经和信条让我们防止我们在悔改和相信之外还要加上其他的东西。
I'm blanking on the number right now, but it's in the 80s where we added a question because the Catholic Church had added requirements to repent, believe, and do these other things.
在80年代当我们在修订海德堡要理问答这些问题的时候，因为那个时候天主教的教会坚持说在悔改和相信之外还有一些其他我们所需要做的事情。
After you have repented and believed and taken on the promises of Christ, you can find them in Romans 8, which is of course the one I forgot to put on here.
在你相信和悔改之后接受了耶稣基督之后，在罗马第五章和第八章当中。
Another way of saying this is our guilt the grace that has been shown to us.
用另外一种话说，我们的罪债和上帝的恩典。
And how we live in gratitude for what's been done for us.
还有感恩的生活。
Good. Everyone understand this part so far? If you are not sure about this stuff, nothing else I say will make sense.
相信大家都已经了解到这三个点之间互相之间的关系。如果你不了解的话，那我所说的一切话都没有道理了。
Will you read John 10, 1 through 18 real quick?
接下来我们来读约翰福音第十章。由我来读。约翰福音第十章，我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，开门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他们看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓了羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
That passage, Jesus shows that it's all of him, not of us.
在这一章中，耶稣基督展现出来，所有的救恩都是在他的手中，而不是我们的手中。
The creeds and confessions, come out of things that happened in history.
信经和信条都是从在历史当中发生的事情所总结的。
In the United Reformed Church, we stick with three, called the three forms of unity.
在URC, 我们使用三联合信条。
They are the Belgic Confession,
比利时信条，
the Heidelberg Catechism,
海德堡要理问答，
and the Canons of Dort.
多特信经。
The Belgic Confession was our way of showing during the Reformation we believe the Orthodox things stop killing us.
比利时信条是在宗教改革期间，改革宗教会所展现出来的，说我们确实是相信正统的信仰，所以请不要把我们给杀死。
The Heidelberg Catechism, which we're going to focus on,
海德堡要理问答
is a question and answer format which is designed for new believers and existing believers when they are challenged by new theology.
是为一些它海德堡要理问答本身是问答的形式，它是为新信徒，还有一些已经信主的信徒准备的。这些信主的信徒，他们有的时候会被新的神学所挑战。
As the expression goes, there is no such thing as new theology, just old heresy.
当时间变化了以后，这些新的神学渐渐的有些神学就变成了异端。
About 50 years after this was going on, there were people who wanted to change the Christian faith to have more of an emphasis on humans' response to God.
大概50年之后，在这两个信经信条写作之后，有些人想把这个信仰渐渐的加上人的回应和人的动作。
The response that was given was known as the Canons of Dort.
我们改革中正统教会的回应就是多特信经。
If you've ever heard of the tulip, the five pillars of Calvinism, that's where it comes from. Okay.
你曾经听说过 tulip， 也就是加尔文主义的五要点，这就是从多特信经出来的。
So, we're going to focus on the Heidelberg.
所以我们今天将会主要聚焦在海德堡要理问答上面。
It parallels the Book of Romans.
这个要理问答和罗马书是平行的。
Gives an introduction of two questions.
先给两个介绍性的问题。
The next portion talks about how we are guilty.
接下来会讨论我们是如何的罪恶。
The next portion, very similar to Romans 5, talks about how we are saved.
接下来非常像罗马书第五章，讨论我们是如何被拯救的。
And much like the end of the book of Romans, the rest of the Heidelberg Catechism says how we are to live.
非常像罗马书的最后一段，海德堡要理问答也告诉我们，我们应当如何过一个感恩的生活。
We read the first question and answer.
接下来我们来读海德堡要理问答的第一问，问题和回答，由我来读。第一问：无论是生是死，你唯一的安慰是什么？回答：无论是生是死，我身体灵魂都不属于自己，而属于我信实的救主耶稣基督。他用宝血完全补偿了我一切的罪债，并救我脱离魔鬼一切的权势。他也保守我，若非天父允许，我连一根头发也不会掉下。诚然，万事必为我的救恩互相效力，因我属于基督，他借着圣灵使我有永生的确据，并且使我从今以后甘心乐意为他而活。
And then the second one.
第二问是这样的：你若要在这安慰的福乐中生与死，必须知道几件事。回答：三件事。第一，我的罪恶有多么的悲惨；第二，我怎样从自己一切罪恶和悲惨中被拯救；第三，我怎样为这样的拯救感谢上帝。
What does John 10, the first two catechism questions, and in fact all of the catechism remind us?
约翰福音第十章还有要理问答的前两问，事实上也是被对整本海德堡要理问答所不断提醒我们的是什么呢？
Everything we believe,
我们所相信的一切
hinges on our only hope,
都建立在我们唯一的盼望之上。
Which is Christ Himself.
而这唯一的盼望就是基督自己。
Before we start on that stuff, what I want to let you know first off is you can have comfort and assurance.
在我们开始之前，我想让你知道，我们是可以有安慰，并且可以有确据的。
There is a difference between fleeting happiness and lasting joy.
在短暂的快乐和永恒的快乐之中，这是有一个区别的。
I often use this example. My family goes to In-N-Out once a week, every week.
我经常用这样的一个例子，我的家庭每一周都会去一趟 In-N-Out.
My wife and I both grew up in households where we could not talk to our parents.
Our
parents were not easy to talk to.
Oh, 我, 我, 我们的父母非常不容易交流。
In fact, I often tell people I have a tattoo of my grandfather's four fingers from when he smacked him upside the head.
我经常跟我的朋友说，我的后脑勺上面有一个我父亲打我留下的纹身。
Because of this, we decided we wanted to go to In-N-Out every week.
因为这个原因，我们决定每周都要去 In-N-Out.
It is an opportunity for our daughter to bring up anything that she wants.
这是一个对我们女儿来说是一个机会，就是他们可以向他们的父母讨论任何的事情。
And as a teenage girl, she never has comfort.
作为一个青春期或者是青少年的女孩，她从来就没有什么安慰。
Everything is the end of the world.
所有的事情都是与世界相对的。
During this time, though, after she talks my ear off,
在这个 In and Out 里面，当她对着我说这些话的时候
，I finally get to enjoy my burger.
终于enjoy， 我终于可以得到 enjoy。
That makes me happy.
这让我觉得非常开心。
However, the next morning.When I get ready for work,
然而第二天的时候，当我还要去开始工作的时候
，and I have to face traffic on the 805,
我还要面对805高速公路上面的拥挤的交通
，I'm no longer happy.
我又不开心了。
I have a 15-minute window that if I leave inside that window, it will take me 45 minutes to get to work.
我有一个15分钟左右的时间窗口，如果我要在这15分钟里面离开的话，我要花45分钟左右的时间去开始工作。
The other day I missed my window.
有一天，我错过了那15分钟的时间窗口。
And it took me an hour and a half.
很不幸交通情况就变得很坏了，我就只能花一个半小时时间才能到工作的地点。
I was no longer happy.
我就不高兴了。
We're talking comfort and joy. That's long lasting.
我们在说安慰和喜乐，这是一个很久的事情。
No matter your situation in life.
爱是如何的，我欢乐和喜乐都是一个很久的事情。
If you've read the book of Philippians, especially in chapter 4,
腓立比书第四章,
while being chained to Roman soldiers on each side of him, Paul says rejoice.
当教会被罗马的士兵所挑战的时候，保罗说你们要喜乐。
About 30 years after the canons of Dort,
在多特信经写作之后的三十年
，In the year 1644,
在一六四四年
，The Westminster Standards were written.
威斯敏斯特信条也被信仰标准也被写作。
And they start their catechism with a different question.
威斯敏斯特小要理问答的第一个问题是一个略微不同的问题。
The Westminster Shorter Catechism.Begins with the question, "What is the chief end of man?"
威斯敏斯特小要理问答的第一问是：人首要的目的是什么
？To glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
回答是荣耀上帝，并以他为乐，直到永远。
In effect, both questions ask.
事实上，这两个问题都是在探讨同一个核心问题。
Why are we here?
我们存在的目的是什么
？Ursinus.
沃尔西努
the primary writer of the Heidelberg Catechism,
海德堡要理问答的主要作者
in his commentary focuses on the definition of comfort.
在他的注释当中着重地解释了安慰是什么意思。
He says,
沃尔西努说
true comfort consists in the assurance of the gracious favor of God, the forgiveness of sins, and eternal life obtained through Christ.
真正的安慰在于确信上帝恩慈的眷顾，罪得赦免，以及借着基督所获得的永生。
Not through Christ and other options.
请注意，不是借着基督加上别的途径。
There is a denomination of Christians out there that says you must repent, believe, but you don't get the benefits until you're baptized.
有一些基督教的宗派会说，你们不仅要悔改，要相信，而且还要受洗，才可以得到基督所来得来的安慰。
The Heidelberg Catechism is divided into Lord's Days and Lord's Days 26 and 27 say that's wrong.
在海德堡文达的第26、27主日当中说这是错误的观点。
Scripture says that's wrong when Jesus tells the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise.
圣经当中也是这样说的，当耶稣对着挂在十字架上的盗贼说今天你就会在乐园里的时候，他真的在乐园里了。
Does that mean we should throw away baptism and it's no good?
我们应该把洗礼取消吗？因为它并不给我们带来什么好处。
Absolutely not.
当然不是。
It is a sign and a seal of the promises of God.
这是标记与这是记号与标记。
This is an example of what the Catechism does for us.
这就是信经和信条对我们所做的。
It is that word alone, as in Christ alone.
正是单单这个词 alone.
That becomes a stumbling block to the world.
往往成为世人的绊脚石。
False religions mess up at that part.
各种错误宗教和异端往往正在这里出问题。
They try to take out the word alone.
他们试图删除单单这个词。
They try to add their own efforts to what Christ has done.
他们试图把自己的行为加进基督已经完成的工作当中，仿佛
As if the cross wasn't good enough.
仿佛十字架的救赎还缺少了什么。
But don't worry. They can fix it.
他们对自己说不要担心，我们可以自己做一些把十字架缺少的东西给补上。
Then it's no wonder they lack assurance.
因此当他们缺乏得的时候也就不足为奇了。
Because if they were able to do something to attain it,
因为如果救恩部分取决于人的行为的话，
then they can lose it.
那人也有可能会 失去它。
As Jonathan Edwards once said,
Jonathan 爱德华兹曾经说过，
The only thing you contribute to your salvation,
对于 你来说，你唯一可以对你的救恩有所贡献的事情是，
is the sin that made it necessary.
是你的罪让这个救恩变得非常的必要。
The Catechism,reminds us that we live in light of what's been done for us.
要理问答提醒我们，我们是生活在一个生活在上帝为我们做成这件事情的这样的条件之下。
It is a big mark of pride for those who believe that you can lose your salvation, but they are so good that they have it.
那些认为救恩能够失去却又认为自己还没有失去的人来说，其实他是表现出来一个极大的属灵骄傲。
Jesus denies this in John 6:44.
然而，耶稣在约翰福音六章四十四节清楚地驳斥了这种观念。
When he says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him on the last day."
他说：“若不是差我来的父吸引我。”吸引人就没有能来到我这里来的，到我这里来的在末日我要叫他复活。
Our current situation does not prevent our ultimate hope and living in light of it.
我们当前的处境并不能阻止我们最终的盼望，也不能阻碍我们按照这个盼望而生活。
The world tries to burden us in direct opposition to Jesus.
这个世界尝试让我们负更重的轭，把我们的人的功劳加进救恩当中，事实上是跟耶稣基督的方向是相反的。
Jesus says, "Come to me, my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
耶稣说，到我这里来，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Why is the burden light?
为什么耶稣的担子是轻省的呢？
Because he has taken it up.
因为他把这个担子挑起来了。
We live in a world that says you can be anything and you can rule yourself and you can be subjective.
我们生活在这样一个后现代主义的自我中心主义和主观主义充斥的世界当中，每个人都可以成为自己的神。
The world, other Christian denominations, and the Roman Catholic Church all say you cannot have assurance.
这个世界，其他的一些基督教的宗派，还有罗马天主教都说你不能够拥有确实的确据。
But Jesus and the Heidelberg Catechism.
但是耶稣和海德堡要理问答说
，repeatedly shout you can.
重复的大声的对你喊叫说，你可以拥有得救的确据。
Those who are in Christ, they are a reminder that joy outweighs our suffering.
那些在基督里的人向世人见证，喜乐大过苦难。
They are not their own.
他们不属于他自己。
As Heidelberg Catechism Question 1 and 1 Corinthians Chapter 3.
正如海德堡要理问答第一问和哥林多前书第三章所教导的。
It reminds us.You are Christ, and Christ is God's.
他们提醒我们，你们是属基督的，而基督又是属上帝的。
When all else fails, this is what we depend on.
当一切都失败的时候，这就是我们所依靠的根基。
As one commentator said,
正如一位释经家所说
，The assurance offered in the Heidelberg Catechism Question 1.
海德堡要理问答第一问所提供的安慰和确据
is what makes it different from all other Reformed confessions.
是它区别于其他改革中信条的重要特色之一。
It shows we are to be preserved.
它提醒我们，上帝必保守属他的人到底。
And we will persevere until the last day.
这也就是我们经常说的，我们会直到末日，我们都会得到保守。
The canons of Dort.We'll call this the preservation of the saints.
多特信经说，这就是圣徒永蒙保守。
In John 10, Jesus does not hold back on what's going to happen.
在约翰福音第十章当中，耶稣毫不隐瞒未来会有什么坏事来到。
He does the same thing in Luke 21.
在路加福音第二十一章，耶稣也是这样说的。
In the hours before he will be arrested.
在他被逮捕的前一个小时
，He tells them to be comforted.
他告诉他的门徒们说：“你要得到安慰。”
Then in the book of Acts in chapter 16,
使徒行传十六章说
，Paul and Silas are arrested.
保罗和希拉，得到了安慰，安息了。
And their response is to pray and sing hymns.
他们的讨论，他们所做的事情是是祷告，是刚才应该是保罗和希拉被释放了。
I don't know that that would be my reaction.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
I would have a different reaction.
对我来说，我会有一个不一样的反应。
The jailer, after they have been freed by God, says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
对于一个在监狱里的人来说，他可能会说，我应该做什么才能被拯救？
He was a guard in the Roman army.
他是 这是一个罗马军队当中的一个一个保安对，士兵吧。
He knew that there was something he was lacking.
他知道他缺乏了一些事情。
Something that the world cannot satisfy.
在这个世界上面有一些事情不能够满足他。
This is the comfort that question one is talking about.
这就是这种不能满足的这种希望，正是海德堡·奥利问答第一问和第二问所讨论的。
The book of 1 Peter is very similar.It tells the Christians in that area that they will end up suffering, but that's not the end of the story.
在彼得前书第一章当中也是这样讨论的，就说在那个时代的基督徒里面，他们最终会遇到一些挑战，会遇到痛苦，会遇到压迫，但这并不是世界的终结。
In 1 Peter 2, specifically verses 11 and 12,
在彼得前书第二章十一节到十二节当中
，He tells them to live in light of what's been done for them。
彼得说，我们要告诉信徒说，我们要生活在这样一个认知当中，也就是上帝已经为我们做了什么。
Obviously, this is just the surface level。
当然了，这只是一个基准的水平。
I want to open it up for a few minutes for questions before we're done with our time. But I'm hoping that this encourages you to read the catechism.
我可以在接下来几分钟里面回答一些问题，但我希望今天的这些内容可以鼓励大家去更好的去阅读海德堡·奥利问答。
Any questions?
有什么问题吗？
I was actually talking with John about it, that while we were doing our service today, other people don't know how time zones work. While we were doing service, I had three text messages on my phone. One of them asked me how this morning went.
有一个短
信。One asked my opinion of Christian nationalism.And another one asked my opinion of the CREC.
关于 CREC 的问题
Which, if you're familiar with them, they are a highly controversial group that calls themselves Reformed. Okay.
这是一个非常有争议的他们自称是改革中
I think that using the creeds, the confessions, and the catechisms.Stops us from being pulled in all the different directions. Okay. One of the things that's going on with the CREC in the past few years is that they are allowing Baptists, Credo Baptists, and Pado Baptists in the same churches using the same church covenant. Okay?
过去他们,
And I'm not saying we can't have fellowship with our Baptist brothers and sisters.
他并不是, 我并不是说我们不可以跟浸信会的,
but there are some secondary issues. We need to have a firm line on what we're teaching. It helps us have a firm, like, where do you stand? Okay?
一个什么样的态度和姿态?
For further reading, I would recommend reading Article 36 of the Belgic Confession. Which covers the most controversial topic, the role of Christians in government. Any others? Nope, skip him. What you got for me? She's getting you a mic, by the way.
Of Reformed Church, how do you respond to those critics?
Knock them over the head. No. Just. This, because there are so many criticisms and so many polarizing groups, instead of being a reason not to do creeds and confessions, I think that's actually a reason to have creeds and confessions. Okay?
对于这么多的, 各种各样观点的, 组织和群体来说, 与其说我们不应该去用信经信条来规范信仰, 我觉得我们反而正是因为这些原因, 还更要用, 来规范信仰。
When I took my exams,
当我在进行教牧考试的时候,
one of the questions they asked me was, do we believe our creeds and confessions and catechisms insofar as they agree with Scripture, or because they agree with Scripture? Okay.
我们当我在进行教牧考试的时候，我被问到的这样的一个问题是，我相信信经信条，是相信他们当中和圣经符合的条文呢，还是因为我相信信经信条，是因为这些信经信条它本身就是符合 圣经的.
They are a summary of what's found in Scripture.
我相信, 信经信条是圣经的总结.
Modern versions that you're going to buy off Amazon today,
现代的这些信经信条你可以从亚马逊上面买到,
will often have the footnotes saying where they got that from.
通常, 这些现代的版本会有一些脚注, 告诉我们这些信经信条是从哪里得来的。
But if the confession said something that Scripture contradicted, we would have to agree with Scripture.
如果新经信条说了一些和圣经相违背的话，我们应该相信圣经。
For that reason, just because it's a catechism doesn't make it mean it's true.
在因为这个原因的话，我并不会因为新经信条是历史的文件，我就去相信它，而是因为它是和圣经一致的。
There were many other catechisms written at a similar time that I would disagree with.
在宗教改革时期，还有很多其他的要理问答也是在同一个时期写作的，但我并不相信，也不认同他们。
So that's how I would respond. Any others?
Could you remind what the cross means in the diaphragm?
The gospel.
Oh, the gospel?
The gospel.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. The good old John 3:16, Ephesians 2, gospel. So, in fact, this entire thing right here is the first 8 verses of Ephesians chapter 2. You were once dead in sin, but God, right? Verse 4, but God has placed you in the heavenly places, right? It is grace through faith, and that gift is not of yourselves, right? And so anything that's my effort is taken off. And then the rest of the chapter, where he talks about how Jew and Gentile live together, that's that living portion of them. So, yeah.
所以刚才的问题就是关于这个十字架是什么意思，然后牧师回答是这个就是福音的意思，然后这整个一个圈就告诉我们罪还有恩典还有感恩的生活这三个点之间互相之间的关系。
Why it's important to have both law and gospel together. If we ever break those apart, the whole thing falls apart.
这就是为什么我们要把律法和福音一起来教导，如果我们分开教导的话，他们的功用就不完全了。
And something that I always found interesting, maybe you will too, the part of the catechism that talks about the Ten Commandments, what section is that in?
有一些有一个问题我想问你，就是在海德堡要理问答里面提到关于十诫的事情，它是在海德堡要理问答的哪一个部分呢？
It's in the gratitude section.
它是在感恩的生活部分。
I always found that interesting, you know.
Yeah. 我觉得这是很有意思的一个安排。
Yeah. So, all right. With that, let's go ahead and pray. And you guys do food after this, right? All right. So that's good because I have what I call the stomach bell going off right now. All right.Almighty God,
全能上帝,
graciously grant that your word, which we have heard,
求你施恩，使我们今日所听见的你的话语，深深地铭刻在我们的心中,
may be inscribed inwardly on our hearts,
愿你的话语铭刻在我们的心中,
may as we receive your word meekly with pure affection,
愿我们能以温柔顺服的心
May our hearts be filled with love and reverence for you.
以纯正的爱慕领受你的圣道
Cause us to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
使我们的心充满对你的爱和敬畏，求你使我们结出圣灵的果子
And to live in holiness.
在圣洁中度日，并殷勤地遵守你的诫命
Diligently following your commandments.
殷勤地来遵守你的诫命
and may it please you
又求你乐意使用我们
to use us to lead those who are lost, wandering, and confused in the way of truth
来引导那些迷失、游荡、困惑的人进入真理之路
give us comfort in this life
求你在今生赐给我们安慰
Remind us of what awaits for us in the next.
也不断提醒我们那将来的为我们所存留的荣耀盼望
All this we pray for the honor and praise of your name.
这一切我们都为你的圣名的尊荣和赞美而祈求。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
借着我们主耶稣基督。
In the power of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
并靠着圣灵的大能，阿门。